Well, we welcome you into the studio, Dave Spadaro, joined by Eagles center Dallas Reynolds, and congratulations to you. It's a great story, a story of perseverance and patience and really working hard to get there.
Thank you.
How'd you play yesterday?
You know, I felt like I did pretty well, you know, with it was just, you know, I didn't have time to think about it. It was just time to go in and let your preparation and your hard work pay off.
What has the journey been like for you? If you can kind of, I know you can't really put it in perspective right now, but I'm sure you've had time to contemplate over the years here, 3 years on the practice squad, learning the whole time.
Yeah, learning, trying to get better, trying to improve. You know, I'm grateful for that opportunity. Grateful to be able to learn from some of the great players and coaches. You know, I think I'm grateful for that. And especially yesterday with my opportunity to play.
What do you think separates players who make it in the league and then players who just come up a little bit short? It doesn't seem like there's very much difference in talent. Is it just a matter of opportunity?
I think a lot of it is that, you know, just the being at the right time, the right place. You know, I think it's just working hard, you know, and not being content. And just every year trying to improve and trying to get better.
Did you get down at all, not having the graduation to the active roster?
Say that again?
Did you ever get down on yourself not having the graduation of the active roster until last year?
You know, it's tough. But then you just take that and you use that as motivation. And you take that into the offseason. You take that into the weight room. You take that into the meeting rooms. And you just try and improve and improve. And I knew this year you needed to make it.
Tell me about how you're, what you are. What kind of player, what can Eagles fans look forward to with you? I'm not really that sure myself. I've seen you in preseason games. We watch a lot of one-on-ones.
You can expect someone that's going to work hard, that's going to try his best, and leave it all out there. And, you know, that's what I'm going to do.
You a physical guy? You a nasty guy?
Yeah, you know, you try to go out there. You have to be in this league. And, you know, I'm just excited to go out there and continue to play.
How has your body changed in the last 3 years? Have you put on a lot of weight and muscle and strength? And
you know what? After college, I lost some weight and came in here, and then, you know, you're playing with some big boys. And so, you know, in the off season, I hit the weight room hard and each of the last 3 years. And I think I've gotten stronger, and I think that's really helped me.
Dallas, what's it like with Howard Mudd? I mean, he likes athletic, intelligent, second-level offensive linemen. It was clear early in the spring that he liked the way you were playing and was giving you a lot of reps. Why is it working so well with you two?
When he came in, I like his. I like the way he does things. It's a real aggressive. You know, it's an attack first. It's not a, you know, set back and let the defense attack. And I like that. And you know, I took what he likes in an offensive lineman. You know, dropped some pounds and tried to get to what he likes. And you know, I'm just excited to continue on.
How much do you weigh?
I'm about 310 to 315 right now.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Which is big. Jason was in the 285 range, right?
Yeah, it's smaller than what I was when, you know, what they wanted me at before.
Mm-hmm. Were you a center in college, or did you play guard?
I played center my senior year of college.
Okay.
And then they kind of, I moved around. I played some guard and some tackle. You know, at BYU, they moved me around too.
And they need you to be both to be versatile here, to play both guard spots and the center spot.
Yeah, I think that's helped me, is being able to show that I can play that interior line.
So, last question for you. I know you've got a meeting here. What will this week be like for you? How much will it change?
You know, the preparation, all that stuff will be the same. You know, you gotta prepare. You gotta watch film. You gotta do what you can do in the meeting room. I think what's going to change is on the field. I'm going to take some more reps with the starting group, and then just take that on into Sunday.
Was there an immediate comfort that you had yesterday with Michael, because it really seemed to go smoothly out there?
You know, it wasn't the first time I played with him. I had some preseason games with him, you know, years back, and it's
true,
so
true.
You know, it did feel comfortable, and I had some great guys, and I know the guys around me, so they were real. They were real helpful.
When's the last time, Dallas, you were in a game that counted in the standings, and we're in that kind of fourth quarter, last minute, you know,
jeez,
pressure drive? I mean, what an awesome feeling for you to, but it probably had been a long time since you've been in that situation, right?
Yeah, it's been a long time. I mean, we've had a couple here in some preseason, but obviously, you know, it's a regular season, games count, and
right.
So it's been a while.
Actually, that's true. Were you on the field when Trent was against Pittsburgh, or were you off the field by then?
I think I was off the field.
Okay, right, you were already
at the very end.
Yeah. Wow, well, hey, way to go. Hello, Unada on Sunday, and now the Cardinals in their outstanding front. Next Sunday, good luck to you, man.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for coming by.
No problem.
Dallas Reynolds on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.